So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome back to Children's Storytime. I am your host, Danny. I hope you are all having a wonderful Sunday morning. And today we are going to read some Little Critter books by Mercer Mayer. Our very first book today is called Just a School Project. We were having a science fair at our school. Miss Kitty said we're each supposed to do a special project. Tiger was going to do his about rocks. Gator was going to do his about stars. Gabby was going to do hers about horses. Everyone had an idea except for me. I told Mom I needed an idea for my project, so she took me to the library. The librarian showed me the science section. There were lots and lots of books, and they gave me lots and lots of ideas. First, I made a rocket ship, but no matter how hard I tried, I didn't fly to the moon. Then, I decided to dig for dinosaur bones. I dug and dug, but all I found was one of my dog's chewing bones. After that, it was time for lunch. And there, right next to my sandwich, was a caterpillar. "Mom, Dad," I shouted, "I know what I'm going to do my project about. Caterpillars." Dad helped me look up facts about caterpillars. Did you know that a caterpillar starts its life as an egg? When it hatches, it eats leaves and flowers all day and all night long. So I went outside and hunted for caterpillars. They were sure hard to find. I put the caterpillars in a special box with some leaves and some flowers so they would have enough to eat. Dad and I went to the store to get poster board, markers, and glue. You sure need lots of stuff when you do a project. I wrote my report on the poster board, but I wrote a little too big. Dad had to go back to the store and get more poster board. Then I drew some pictures of caterpillars and glued them onto my report, but the glue was a little too sticky. Did you know that a caterpillar gets bigger by splitting its skin down the back and crawling out in a new skin? A week later, it was time for the science fair. Everyone brought in a project. I set up my poster board and opened up the box with the caterpillars in it. And you know what? A whole bunch of butterflies flew out. That's because caterpillars turn into butterflies when they grow up. It was the best science project ever. The end. Our next little critter book is called Good for Me and You. Today at school, we learned about what foods are good for us. I asked why carrots are better for me than cookies. Because carrots have vitamins to help you grow, Miss Kitty told me. Cookies just taste good. In gym, we did lots of exercises. First, we jumped rope. Then, I jumped faster, but the rope was a little too long. We had a contest to see who could do the most sit-ups and push-ups. I won, almost. The next day, I made lunch for Mom, Dad, and little sister. Surprise, I said, eat every bite, because all of this food is good for you. After lunch, I told my family I had another surprise. I took them all on a bike ride. Come on, Dad, I said, you can do it. The next day, when Tiger came over to play video games, I had a great idea. I called all of our friends to tell them. Me and my friends played football all afternoon. I scored a touchdown that won the game. The next morning, I walked to school instead of taking the bus. I had to hurry because walking sure takes longer. At lunch, I almost had a brownie for dessert, but I decided to have an apple instead. On the way home, we saw a big sign. Look, said Gabby, there's going to be a race in Critterville. Let's run in the race, I said. Everybody cheered. Gabby said we should do exercises to get ready for the race. But then I got hungry, so I stopped for a snack. Tiger and Malcolm were hungry too, so I gave each of them a snack. Exercise sure gives you a big appetite. The next day, we went swimming. I wore my snorkel and my flippers because they make me go faster. After that, we practiced running as fast as we could. I beat Tiger, but Gator beat me. Malcolm beat all three of us, but Gabby beat Malcolm. Gabby's really fast. The day of the race, we all took our places at the starting line. On your marks, get set, go, called the announcer. Then he blew a whistle. I got off to a fast start. I didn't win, but I ran the whole way without stopping. Doing stuff that's good for you isn't just healthy, it's lots of fun, too. The end. This next one is called Just a Piggy Bank by Gina and Mercer Mayer. Grandpa gave me a piggy bank so I could save my money. He gave one to my little sister, too. But I didn't have any money, so Grandma gave me some. Grandma gave my little sister some money, too. My little sister put her money in her piggy bank and took it upstairs to her room. I put my money in my pocket. I'll put it in my piggy bank later. Just then, my friends came by. They were going to the corner store. I decided to go with them since I had money. First, I picked out some candy. Then I got some gum. I also bought a soda. When I got home, I wanted to put the rest of my money in the piggy bank, but all I had left were 3 pennies. Mom, I said, I don't have any money to put in my piggy bank. I need some. Mom said I could clean up the mess in the living room to earn some money. I was too tired, so I went outside to play with my puppy. Later, I asked my mom for my money. She said, what did you do for it? I said, I played with my puppy. Mom didn't think I deserved money for that. So, I cleaned up the mess in the living room. Mostly, it wasn't even my mess. Then Mom gave me some money. Now put it in your piggy bank for safekeeping, she said. I said I would, but first I needed to play my video game. I forgot all about my money until bedtime. I couldn't find it anywhere. I didn't have a good night. A few days later, Mom took me and my little sister to the grocery store. My little sister got to buy a pack of trading cards because she had her own money. I asked Mom if I can get a pack of trading cards, too. Mom asked me if I brought my own money. I lost it, I cried. Mom said she would buy the cards for me, but I would have to do a bunch of chores when I got home. First, I had to put all my dirty clothes in the hamper. Then I had to empty the dishwasher and sweep the kitchen. Finally, Mom said that I had earned my trading cards, but I still didn't have any money to put in my piggy bank. Well, said Mom, to earn more money, you have to do more chores. So I put all the books back on the bookshelf and brought in all the toys from the yard. I even put my bicycle on the porch. Then Mom gave me money. I ran right upstairs and put it in my piggy bank. Mom says that I can earn money every week if I do extra chores. I don't know about that. It is just getting too hard to be a kid. The end. This next book talks about that puppy little critter was talking about in the previous book. This one's called Just Me and My Puppy. I wanted a puppy just for me, so I traded my baseball mitt for one. My baby sister liked him right away. And boy, were Mom and Dad surprised. They said I could keep him if I took care of him myself. So I'm taking very good care of my puppy. I feed him in the morning. He eats every bite. Then I put on his leash and we go out for a walk. I am teaching my puppy how to heal. He is learning how to stay, except when he sees a cat. My puppy knows lots of tricks. How to sit, how to play dead, how to roll over. He still needs some practice. But he already knows how to fetch. My puppy is a big help around the house. He's a good guard dog. He brings in the paper for my dad, and he keeps me company when I do my homework. Sometimes my puppy gets dirty. Then I give him a bath. I get him nice and dry so he won't catch a cold. Then we get ready for bed. Just me and my puppy. And they're snuggling together in his bed. The end. This one's called Just Shopping with Mom. We went shopping. We went to the food store. I got to push the cart. It was heavy, but not too heavy. I want to ride, said my little sister. Don't you think you're too big to ride, asked Mom. No, said my little sister. I had to push her, too. Then the cart was very heavy. I picked some apples for Mom. My sister picked a red plum, but she ate it. I think Mom was mad. My little sister grabbed a big bag of candy. Mom said, not today. Mom said, stay here. I will be right back. I turned around and my little sister was gone. I looked and looked, but I didn't know where she could be. I found her back at the candy. I tried to make her come with me. She said no. Then Mom found both of us. I think she was mad. My little sister said, I want candy. Mom said, I told you, no candy today. Would you like to go to timeout instead? We walked by some books. We each got to pick one out. We walked by some toys. My little sister said, I want the yellow duck. Mom said, you don't need the yellow duck. I really need a red pail, said my little sister. No, said Mom. Mom wanted paper towels. My little sister pulled out a roll from the bottom of the pile. Everything fell down. The man who owned the store didn't look too happy. Mom paid for everything. We took the food to the car. My little sister said, I want ice cream. I said, I want ice cream too. Mom said, not now. We have another place to go. We walked back into the mall. We passed by the bakery. My little sister said, I want cake. Not today, said Mom. We passed by the pet store. I want a kitty, said little sister. But you already have a kitty, said Mom. We passed by the toy store. I want a doll, said little sister. No, said Mom. You need a new dress. We walked into the dress store. Mom picked out a dress. My little sister tried it on. Mom said, doesn't she look sweet? I said, yes. Mom bought the dress. Then we all went to get an ice cream cone. Finally. That was the best part. The end. This next one is called Just a Secret by Gina and Mercer Mayer. I asked Dad to help me make something. It was special. It was a secret. I wouldn't tell my little sister, my kitty, or my puppy. Not even my mom. I hid my secret in a special place in my room. My friends came over. I told them I had a secret, but I wouldn't tell them what it was. Every day I checked. One day, my little sister was sneaking around, and she saw where I had hidden my secret. She said she wouldn't tell anyone if I gave her a quarter. Then my puppy found it and dragged it outside. I had to find a better place to hide my secret. I looked up high, I looked down low. Then I thought of a great place for my secret. This time I knew no one would find it. But when it was time to get my secret, I couldn't remember where I had put it. I looked in my room, I looked in the attic, I looked in the basement, but not very hard. I even asked Dad if he remembered where I had hidden my secret. He didn't know. I asked my puppy and my kitty. They didn't know either. I went to my clubhouse. I was so upset that my secret was lost, I even cried. My little sister heard me crying. Don't worry, she said. You hid your secret in my room. She showed me where it was, and I didn't even have to give her a quarter. I wrapped it up. It was a birthday present for my mom, and she loved it. Secrets are hard to keep, but sometimes it's worth it. And the picture here shows the present that he made. It looks kind of like a mobile that you hang over like a baby's crib, and it's got a star and all different shapes hanging down and all different colors, and it says, for my mom. The end. And our very last book for this morning is called Just a Toy by Gina and Mercer Mayer. Dad took my sister and me to the toy store. We had been extra helpful to Mom all week, so this was our treat. We went to Toys Everywhere, and they were everywhere. I was amazed. My sister went right up to the science section and picked out a microscope or something. Boy, is she easy to please. I just couldn't make up my mind. First, I wanted a whirling, zooming, flashing spaceship with a parachute. Then, I saw the rough and ready smasher truck. But I had always wanted a Mr. Build Me set. Then I saw a roaring, stomping, hopping dinosaur. Dad said, time to make up your mind. But I couldn't make up my mind. I was confused. Finally, I picked the whirling, zooming, flashing spaceship with a parachute. We stood in line, but just as it was our turn at the cashier, I knew for sure that I didn't want the whirling, zooming, flashing spaceship with a parachute. I wanted the roaring, stomping, hopping dinosaur. "Dad, Dad," I said, "we made a terrible mistake. I got the wrong toy." Dad and my little sister didn't look very happy, but we went back and got the dinosaur. They had to stand in line all over again. Dad paid, and we went to the car. I was happy, and my little sister was happy. But on the way home, my dinosaur's head fell off. I started to cry. Dad said, "Don't worry, I can fix it." My little sister started collecting things to look at under her microscope. I had to wait for Dad to fix my dinosaur. Finally, it was fixed. I thought I would fool my sister, so I set my dinosaur on its loudest roar and snuck up behind her. But my dinosaur didn't roar, it just squeaked. She laughed. Then I made it stomp real hard and it fell all to pieces. My sister laughed some more. I cried. Mom said, "Don't worry, Dad can fix it." I guess I threw a fit. I screamed. "I don't want a fixed toy. I want a new unbroken toy now." Mom sent me to my room until dinner. At dinner, I had to say I was sorry to everyone. Then Mom said that tomorrow, Dad would take me back to the toy store for an exchange. The next day, I had to wait all day for Dad to get home from work. It was the longest day of my life. Dad took me and the broken dinosaur to the toy store. We went to the return counter, and the lady gave me a slip. I got the Mr. Build Me set. It's already in a billion pieces. There's nothing to break. Dad said, "Now do you feel better? After all, it's just a toy." I said, "Yeah, Dad, but it's a great toy." The end. And now, who's ready to laugh? We have some jokes. Why did the cow cross the road? To get to the other side. Why do fish live in salt water? Because pepper makes them sneeze. What do you call a cold dog sitting on a bunny? A chili dog on a bun. Where did the sheep go on vacation? The Bahamas. What do you call a cow that eats your grass? A lawn mower. And lastly, what do you call a girl with a frog on her head? Lily. And now, boys and girls, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. Today's songs come from the CD Alpha Songs by Greg Whitfield.
Adam Abernathy knew the alphabet by heart, and his favorite letter A came out the first. He knew the sounds it made, and A-A-A, but he always seemed to get the sounds reversed. If a word he saw had A in it, well, he'd know it right away, but he always seemed to switch the sounds around. He'd say A instead of A, and he'd say A instead of A, and it really was the most confusing sound. He ate apples and bananas, and he called his father Dade. He laughed when he was happy, and he cried when he was sad. On his head he wore a basketball cape. If he got tired, he'd tack a nape. Old Adam Abernathy and his backward letter A. Then one day Adam's teacher brought a mirror into class, and she showed the students how the mirror worked. He discovered the reflection that he saw behind the glass showed whatever he was looking at reversed. Adam stared into the mirror and began to realize this could help him with his backward letter A. So he tried the word banana, and it came out sounding right. so did every other word he tried to say. And now Adam Abernathy, he can call his father dad. He laughs when he is happy, and he's rarely ever sad. On his head he wears a baseball cap. If he gets tired, he takes a nap. Old Adam Abernathy knows the sounds of letter A. Good old Adam Abernathy knows the sounds of letter A. There once was a fellow named David who married a girl named Diane. They had a baby named Darla and then had another named Dan. Their third child was named Desdemona. Their fourth one a girl named Darlene. They wanted a house full of children with names that all started with D. So the twins were named Darcy and Donna, and then there were Dolly and Drew, and then came their daughter Delilah. And everyone thought they were through, but Diane sort of liked the name Dexter, and David was partial to Doug. So they had two more children, and the house that they lived in was growing a little bit snug. Well, they kept finding names that they fancied, and of course they all started with D. And they kept right on going, their family kept growing, till they numbered 103. But then something interesting happened. They ran out of regular names, so they started to make up some new ones, and things got a little bit strange. The next child they named Doodle Dumpling, and then came Demiggle Dee Duff, and then Dimple Duck and a Rooster, and Dumple Dee Doodle McDuff. Then Dave and Diane took the children, and they bought a hotel by the sea, and they're living there still at the top of the hill, with their names all beginning with D. Yeah, they're living there still at the top of the hill, with their names all beginning with D. Just before Y lives a letter that's made by crossing two lines. And this letter called X can sound like KS if it comes at the end of a word such as flex, or right in the middle like in saxophone, or Texas or taxes or New Mexico. I hear it in six, and I hear it in fox. I hear it in axe, and I hear it in box. It comes at the end of old number six. It makes the last sound in aux, max, and mix. But there on the alphabet up on the wall, the picture that goes with the X you recall is always the same wherever you go. X is always for xylophone. X is always for xylophone. X is always for xylophone. It's always the same wherever you go. X is always for xylophone. Now who thought this up? Well, this sounds like a Z at the front of a word, but there just couldn't be all that many good words with an X at the start. Try to think of a few, it can be pretty hard. There aren't many, in fact, ask around and you'll see why X is always for xylophone. X is always for xylophone. X is always for xylophone. It's always the same wherever you go. X is always for xylophone. As for me, I like X when it's not the first letter. It's so easy to read and it sounds so much better when it comes somewhere other than right at the start. But I've been around and I know in my heart that your teacher will probably point at the wall and say X is always for xylophone. X is always for xylophone. X is always for xylophone. It's always the same wherever you go. X is always for xylophone. It's always the same wherever you go. X is always for xylophone. John James Jingleheimer Jr. knew the sound that was made by letter J. And all the other kids in his kindergarten class, they were jealous of the J's and Johnny's name. Till one day the teacher introduced him to Jamie, Joni, Jenny, Janie, James. And everybody knew that this new student had even more J's than Johnny in her name. But what came next was unexpected. Another new student came along, and this one's name was Jeremiah. Jackson, Johnson, Jeb, Jermaine, Jarrell, Jerome. And that was only just his first name. His middle one was Jimmy, Jackie, Joe. And his last name was Jefferson, Jawalski, Jenkins, Jasper, Jarvis, Justin, Joyner, Jones. Well, John James Jingleheimer Jr. and Jamie, Joni, Jenny, Janie, James, and all the other students in that kindergarten class became experts at the sound of letter J.
That brings us to the very end of our show this morning. I hope you enjoyed all the little critter books we read today. You can check out your local library for those kinds of books and more. There's a lot more little critter books that I haven't read. They have a ton of them. So check out your local library, and we will see you next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time, at story time, at story time.